Welcome to the Making After School Cool podcast, the link between research and quality after school practices. This podcast is brought to you by Case for Kids, a division of Harris County Department of Education, and I'm your host, Michael Wilson. The topic of today's podcast is lights, camera, action, Kids Day at the Hobby Center. For our listeners who are not aware, the Hobby Center for the Performing Arts was opened in 2002 and is located in downtown Houston. The theater hosts a variety of musical performances and dramatic theatrical productions. The Hobby Center is managed and operated by the Hobby Center Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to expand Houston's reputation as a world-class cultural center by providing a premier performing arts facility in the heart of Houston's theater district. To prepare for Kids Day at the Hobby Center, over 100 students who enrolled in either Case for Kids 21st Century ACE program or partnership program worked with 10 service providers who taught lessons in poetry, puppetry, music, dance, or theater. Today's podcast will feature a local news clip which highlighted the event, as well as you'll hear from service providers who work with the students, parents who are in attendance, and a few students who performed at the event. So I hope you enjoy this edition of the Making After School Cool podcast, Kids Day at the Hobby Center.
Come back at 6:13. Imagine making your stage debut at the Hobby Center.
That's right.
That's huge.
That's huge. Well, some lucky students in Harris County, they don't have to imagine it anymore. Thanks to our program called Case for Kids, they had a chance to show off at Zilka Hall yesterday.
We have some kids that are actually doing spoken word. We have some kids that are performing hip-hop dance. We have some kids that will be doing African drumming later.
100 kids taking over the Hobby Center, and none of them knew about these arts 2 weeks ago. Case for Kids places professional artists with day camps all over Harris County.
Putting on a show like this, it involves an awful lot of work, collaboration, learning about a new art.
And it keeps kids engaged. The Harris County Department of Education says kids can lose up to 2 months of skills when they are not actively learning. Plus, who doesn't love a chance to show off?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to the performances, especially the puppet show. I've seen a little bit. It looks so cool.
And the instructors know just how big of an impact they can have.
I was in an after-school program when I was in seventh grade. So growing up as a child, I know one thing that I had a problem with was self-identity. So when I ran into hip-hop, it kind of gave me a voice.
A voice these kids seem to be finding, too.
I would want to stay on the program because it's like what I want to do my whole life. It's really fun.
Aw, sounds awesome. Like such a great program, right?
Most certainly for these kids, yeah.
All right, well, Case for Kids is part of the Harris County Department of Education, and it's celebrating 20 years.
That news clip was aired on the CW39 Houston Morning Show. Now joining me on the podcast is Chris Cortez, who is an internationally known hip-hop dancer. He is also the founder of Healthy Hip Hop and the director of the Fly Dance Company. How are you doing today, Chris?
I'm doing good. Just got back from feeding my students from Baker Ripley some pizza for doing such a great job this last week.
Yeah, they did an excellent job. Can you tell us a little bit about what it was like working with the students in preparation for performing at the Hobby Center?
So when I first met them the first day, we only had 3 kids that day. So I walked in coming up with a plan A, B, and C. First, I sit down, I get to know the kids, kind of see how kind of energy they give out. If they're an uppity student, then I know I'm going to be using them a lot in the pieces. I try to see who's the comedian from the group. And, you know, as I'm talking to them, I'm literally putting the dance piece together. And that's even before I even talk about dancing. It's just me getting to know them. Do they have any pets? What's their favorite movie? And just really, really connecting with the student.
Chris, I've heard you mention many times how important after-school programs were in helping you develop your own career path. Can you share this story with us?
I was really a really, really shy student. I know when they asked me to read out loud in front of the class, that was like, it was like death to me. it was just so scary. I remember my being in speech class in middle school and just being so scared to stand in front of people and talk to people and really put myself out in front of people. And that was just one big fear that I had. One day, my speech teacher actually told me, why don't you do a speech about your hip hop, about your dancing? And for some weird reason, I was able to get in front of the students and literally share my story to the students without being scared. And that kind of just opened my eyes. You know, it let me know that I was really passionate about this dance. And it all really, really began when I was in middle school. And there was a lady by the name of Kathy Wood. She's the artistic director and founder of Fly Dance Company. Well, she was an educator in dance for over 20 years. She's in the Hall of Fame. I mean, this lady has done everything from working with 100 drill team girls to working with 10 street dancers and touring the whole entire world. Well, when I met her in middle school, she came to our school and Fly Dance Company performed in our eighth grade for the eighth graders. Well, at that time I was in sixth grade, so I had to sneak out of class. Instead of going to the restroom, I ran into the auditorium and I got a glimpse of Fly Dance Company and it blew my brain away. And I see this 60-year-old lady and she's with these 18-year-old guys and they're flipping, they're dancing, they're doing all these breakdancing moves. And my mind was just blown away. I was like, what is this? Well, the next year, our principal, Mr. Johnson, he loved that these kids that were always getting in trouble, they were able actually to focus on something, which was dance. So he decided to start a dance program, which I was a part of. Now, what was cool about this program that I thought was so amazing that Miss Kathy Woods didn't just focus on dance or teaching us dance moves. She taught us how to be professionals on and off stage. She taught us how to act around adults. She taught us to respect adults. She taught us to respect ourselves. And I thought that was so amazing. I remember the first time we actually did the dance program with her. I thought I was going to learn how to dance. But instead, she literally put us in front of a mirror. And she said, stare at yourself in the mirror, and I want you to introduce yourself. And that blew my brain because everybody stood in front of the mirror and no one could do it correctly. And it was just the easiest task of just introducing yourself. And that little project that she gave us, that little lesson that she gave us, really showed me that this was more about dance. It was about empowering the person that's coming into this studio with her. She empowered us. She educated us on so many things from dance, from the real world. And it really started with one lady wanting to help these young teens that had a passion for something. And she was going to provide an opportunity for these dancers to really, really just showcase their talent to the world. And that's what she did. And 22, 23 years later, now I'm one of the directors of Fly Dance Company. And now we're taking Fly Dance Company to a whole nother level. The director, Mr. Adam Curis. And of course, Miss Kathy Wood is still part of our team. She is still the boss today.
Well, we can definitely hear your passion in what you do. And I think it comes across in your performance. We appreciate you for participating in this year's Kids Day at the Hobby Center. And we look forward to working with you in the future.
Yes, sir.
My next guest is Mr. Julio Lopez, who is the director of the Mecca Ballet Folklorical Department. With the assistance of his interpreter, Ms. Salinas, I ask Mr. Lopez his perspective of working with the students in preparation for Kids Day at the Hobby Center. Mr. Lopez, can you give us a little background information about the folklorical dance?
Mr. Lopez, como director de MECA aquí, y usted también, ¿verdad? En su experiencia, ¿los puede dar un poquito de historia sobre el ballet folclórico?
Por supuesto. El ballet folclórico, pues como bien sabemos, es una expresión cultural de México, con la historia de nuestra cultura mexicana.
That it is a historical performance of Mexico's cultural history.
Okay. And how did he enjoy the experience of teaching such a traditional dance to students in the after-school program?
¿Cómo le gustó la experiencia de enseñando algo tan tradicional con los alumnos después de escuela?
Bueno, realmente para mí es muy, muy gratificante esta oportunidad que nos dan para poder mostrar nuestra cultura, nuestro folclore. Y realmente fue una experiencia este año maravillosa, puesto que muchas veces, algunas ocasiones, los niños están con la mejor actitud y disponibilidad de trabajar y agradecen esa oportunidad y aprenden demasiado, y es donde vienen las grandes presentaciones.
Mr. Lopez says that, first of all, he'd like to say that his experience with the students in particular was very gratifying and it was very rewarding. And he said that it was a beautiful thing to observe and to participate, to see the kind of passion and interest that the children had in learning this. He says culturally he's proud, of course, to be able to share something that is very, very much a part of who he is.
Okay. And finally, Mr. Lopez, can you give us a brief history of your experience with teaching this form of dance to a variety of students?
Para terminar, maestro, ¿les puede dar comentarios sobre sus años de experiencia enseñando este tipo de baile, este tipo de folclore, en las variedades de edades de alumnos?
Claro, por supuesto. Lógicamente que es un proceso en el cual siempre se pide o se comenta que empiecen desde niños para la facilidad de las técnicas. Pero ya que uno es adulto o de mediana edad, pues siempre y cuando el gusto por la danza sea primordial, al momento en que tiene uno gusto por algo, pues es cuando se facilitan más las cosas, donde uno puede desarrollar las capacidades mayormente, porque lo hace uno con gusto, no es presionado por los padres o por los amigos. Y la idea fundamental, bueno, es que podamos disfrutar un poquito de nuestra danza, de nuestro baile. Realmente es importante poder encauzarlos en la danza. Hay niveles que vamos procesando, hay procesos que lleva uno. Siempre hay un beginner, siempre hay un intermedio, siempre hay un nivel avanzado. En todas las edades, porque al final de cuentas nadie nacemos aprendidos. Y poco a poco vamos desarrollando esas capacidades y vamos aumentando nuestra capacidad de aprendizaje. Eso es en gran parte.
Mr. Lopez saying, of course there's always the process. And there's always the process, and it's ideal when students are able to learn from a very young age, more specifically the technique aspect of it. And of course, as we grow older, some of the learning opportunities may become a little bit more challenging. But we also have, as adults, a joy for the dance. And so when we enjoy what we're doing, we're also going to be able to develop it with a greater sense of creativity because we enjoy what we're doing. And fundamentally, the dance is important for different levels because ultimately we all have a process that we're guided by, beginning, intermediate, and advanced, because none of us are born learning what process that is truly the best outcome of the experience.
Well, thank you so much for participating in our Making After School Cool podcast, as well as instructing the students in dance. The last artist I spoke with was Mr. Samuel Dinkins III, founder and director of the Dinky Drum Company.
Well, good afternoon. My name is Samuel Dinkins III. I'm the president of the Dinky Drum Company, LLC, here in Houston, Texas. We are celebrating 30 years in business, and we like to use world percussion instruments to provide musical services to young people. We tend to think of it as a world percussion class for children. We use African percussion hand drums, shakers, small percussion instruments, and share with them about the history of the different drums and percussion instruments that they get a chance to play on.
Can you tell us a little bit about the types of drums that you use with the students to perform at the Hobby Center?
Excellent. Yes, sir. So the drums that we use at the Hobby Center are called the Junjun, which is the bass drum, the djembe, which is the West African percussion instrument that was originally created in Mali, the ashiko, which is another Central African hand percussion instrument, and a conga-shaped drum called the Tubano that was created by a music company here in America called Remo Incorporated. The students also use small handheld percussion instruments like the two-tone Gonkawa bell from Nigeria and the shekere, which is a gourd instrument that has beads on the outside as opposed to the maracas that have beads on the inside.
Can you share with us the reactions of the students that you worked with to perform at the Hobby Center?
Sure. The wonderful thing about the program is that it introduces many kids to percussion instruments for the very first time. A lot of the students that I worked with this year had never played a musical instrument, had never used their voice for singing, and never thought of even incorporating both at the same time. So it was a lot of fun helping them to develop the skill set that we needed to do our performance at the Hobby Center.
Can you tell us the importance of having art as a part of after-school programs as well as educational programs?
Absolutely. I'm so glad you asked me that. One of the things that I incorporated in the program that I do with the students at Case for Kids is I teach them how to read, write, and play using music notation. And the value of that is the fact that as the children learn how to read music, they immediately begin to apply reading music to math. And in addition to reading music and its relationship to numbers, it also introduces elementary school children to fractions for the very first time. Because when you start talking about reading music notes and its relationship to math, all the notes become a divisible of the other, or it becomes half of the other.
Well, the students you worked with did an excellent job at performing at the Hobby Center, and we appreciate your help in making the night so successful. In the interviews I had with parents, I was able to hear the pride in their voices as they witnessed their children performing at the Hobby Center.
Today's program, I like the fact that you allowed us to be able to come out and see a show outside of our neighborhood. So it actually opens up our kids' minds some more avenues that shows them that they could be performers. So my kids are really excited about the Hobby Center. It's somewhere they've never been. So I think it's awesome.
Growing up, I was always interested in ballet folklorico, but we didn't have those after-school programs like we do now. And so I'm really kind of pushing my daughter to do it. Hopefully she does do it. It would be a big, big deal for our family, but I'm excited to see what's in store.
Well, it's the first for me. I've been to other performances here at the Hobby Center, and any performance at the Hobby Center is awesome.
Today's program, I like everything about it. Everything, parents get together. You know, even those that didn't know each other in the community, it brings them together when we do field trips and we all bond and the kids get along. So, yeah, we have to stick together.
Our podcast would not be complete without hearing from the stars of the show, the students themselves. Okay, I'm speaking with Amari, who is a second grader. She's going to tell us her experience performing at the Hobby Center. So what was one of the favorite things you did at the Hobby Center?
Drumming, and I liked everybody's performance, and it was good.
So what was it like to perform at the Hobby Center?
Good. And we meet some new people, and then I saw my mom's boss there.
You did?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What were some of the favorite performances that you saw there?
More drumming and dancing and singing.
They did a great job, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So did you have a really good time at the Hobby Center? Had you ever been at the Hobby Center before?
No, it was my first time.
What did you think about that place? Was the stage real big?
Yes.
Yes? It's real fancy, huh?
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you, Amari, for taking time to speak with me and sharing your experience at the Hobby Center. Alonzo, so a couple of weeks ago, you performed at the Hobby Center. What exactly did you do at the Hobby Center?
So our teacher was Miss Felicia Johnson. We did a I Am poem, which we talked about ourselves and our family and our home and our lives.
So about how long did you work with the artists to prepare for the show?
Like for 3 weeks.
3 weeks? And so you did the I Am poem? What was that like? Was it difficult to come up with?
No, We just made ideas before.
You made ideas? So what was it like to perform at the Hobby Center?
Oh, very stressing. I was scared.
You were scared? Now, once you got on stage, though, you didn't seem nervous. So once it was time to perform, were you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so what did it feel like when you were on stage performing?
I was thinking all this stuff. I was like, I was talking to myself, you can do this. Don't be scared. You could do it. And my friends encouraged me to do it, to not be scared. And I encouraged my other friend to not be scared too.
Awesome. So what did you feel like once it was over?
Happy.
How do you think you did?
Pretty good.
Yeah, you did real well. What did you think about some of the other schools and their performances?
I really like the Mexico one and the Brazilian one, the Capoeira.
Mm-hmm.
That's the two of them that I like.
Okay. Did your parents get a chance to come?
Yes, sir.
What did they think about it?
They said it was nice.
They said it was really nice? Well, thank you. Well, thank you so much for taking time to speak with us and sharing your experience at the Hobby Center.
Thank you, sir.
Our next guest is Madison, who is going into the fifth grade at Tice Elementary. Madison, can you tell us a little bit? What was it like to prepare to perform at the Hobby Center?
Nervous.
It was very nervous?
Yes.
And what exactly did you do?
We expressed our feelings and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Was it hard to come up with the words to express your feelings?
A little bit.
It was a little challenging. What did you feel like when you first walked in the Hobby Center and you saw the stage and you saw the seats?
I thought we was going to see people like performing and stuff. I didn't know we was going to perform. So I just got nervous and like and all that.
How do you think you did?
Good.
I think you did well. How did you feel when it was over?
Happy.
You were excited?
Yes, to see it.
What was some of the favorite acts that you saw from the other schools?
I liked the hip hop. And like the Mexican one.
The Mexican one? Did your parents get a chance to go?
Yes.
What did they say about it?
They liked it.
They had a really good time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for taking some time to speak with me. I have with me Davion, who is going into the fifth grade. Davion, can you tell me about your feelings about performing at the Hobby Center?
Well, at first I was really nervous, and then the teacher encouraged me to at least get on stage.
And how did you feel once you were on stage?
I felt like nervous. And when I started talking, I felt relief.
And what did you exactly do? What did you talk about?
So I just thanked everybody for coming out and teaching me everything I know.
Oh, great. So how did you feel once it was over?
I felt like I really accomplished something. I faced my fears. And I knew if I would become a rapper, then I would face my fears and I would do what I do on a stage in front of people.
Okay. So this gave you a little experience with something that you hope to do when you grow up?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Did your parents get a chance to come?
Yes, sir.
What did they say about it?
They said they start crying and they were really surprised.
They were surprised?
Yes, sir.
Because you did a great job, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, thank you for taking the time to speak with me.
You're welcome.
And I hope y'all enjoy the rest of the summer program.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Making After School Cool podcast. Our topic, Kids Day at the Hobby Center. I want to thank our guests, Samuel Dickens III with Dinky Drum Company, Chris Cortez with Healthy Hip Hop, and Julio Lopez from Mecca. A special thank you goes out to Judy Stalling and her staff for hosting the event at the Hobby Center. I also want to thank the parents who interviewed for this podcast, as well as the parents that attended and supported their children at the show. And a special thank you goes to the students that were willing to be interviewed for this podcast, and those students that performed to make the Kids Day at Hobby Center possible. Please join us for future episodes of the Making After School Cool podcast as we continue to explore topics that are important to the out-of-school and after-school field.